Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Chime, I'm okay with pre-disco Bee Gees, so that's a banger. Always acceptable, but no further disco rejoins on the show. I know Wiggy wants them all
Love
morning
him.
Long.
Yeah, you know, hey, listen, just every now and then.
Is the goal audience or no audience?
Curtis, you got to understand, disco is big, especially for our audience.
I was just saying to Wiggy, like, I'm not a big disco person. He said, Courtney, I want you to look up Donna Summers. I'm like, yeah, I know who's
And did he say no Summers? There's no S.
Oh.
I want you to look her up. She is like what Taylor Swift does,
shiny.
Do you know what she performed at? What massive Boston sports event?
Donna Summer?
Yep. I believe. My memory.
World Series?
Nope. A baseball game.
All-Star game?
99.
Nah. Mm. The Ted Williams game. All-Star
right
game.
After the coolest where they had the All-Century team introduced.
Yes.
On the field.
I mean, Taylor Swift is basically a disco person on stage. Her whole swagger. That's the whole disco era.
Yeah, her outfits, I guess. You're right.
It's her whole swag.
Coming up, we are going to get to They Said It. And that is a quick back and forth on everything they said yesterday in sports. And among the things that we will get to is what Bill Simmons said about the official passing of the 2024 Boston Celtics. Audio eulogy from Bill Simmons after the Celtics make another move and trade Kristaps Porzingis. Fan favorite. Another guy who helped you win a banner. And things are going to look a little different next season for the Boston Celtics. So, and you can talk about that trade all day long and all morning long here on WEEI. But we have leads left. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Before I get to my lead, I just want to thank the listeners, because Greg always says it, but the nicest, most giving listening audience ever. We posted yesterday, Santo's riding the PMC this year for his mom, and you have to fundraise for it. And we hit his goal in like 2 hours.
Really?
So the nicest people that give over and over again, not only just for Greg's foundation, but also for Santo. So just wanted to thank everybody.
And coming up in a month and a half, the Jimmy Fund.
Yes.
And our annual Jimmy Fund radio telethon. Getting close, somewhat close, I think, to $100 million raised. We're over $70 million when it comes to the Jimmy Fund. Wow. Am I right, Curtis?
That is correct. Yeah. Unbelievable every year.
But my lead this morning is Alex Bregman, because in the state that we are in right now with the Red Sox, Scott Boris spoke yesterday. Alex Bregman currently in the first season of his 3-year, $120 million deal with the Red Sox. We talk about it all the time that it is a player-friendly deal in the way in which the Red Sox have dealt with this season. If I was Bregman, I'd probably hit the road. Well, his agent, Boris, is saying that he and Alex are open to negotiations for an extension well in advance of his free agency year. Boris says it's up to the team now. He said, quote, those are questions that only the team can propose. I think everybody is focused on the season, but the idea of it is if you have a player playing at a high level where he's at, that's important for the team to look at and important for the player to look at as well. So if you are the Red Sox, if you are Craig Breslow, and you are hearing Scott Boris is saying we are open to negotiations right now, today, do that.
Well, that's probably because I think it was Jeff Passan or one of those MLB insiders but their belief is that the Red Sox, should they believe themselves to be out of it at deadline time, would think about dealing him, which I would be really bothered by if they did that.
He is really good at his job, Scott Boris.
He is so good, because you know what he's doing.
Yes.
He is basically saying when Bregman leaves after the season and opts out, we wanted to stay.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
But Greg is so right. You just caused an absolute kerfuffle this entire season. And I'm not saying that it was the wrong move to bring Bregman here, but you caused an absolute issue with your number one player. Then the guy that you bring in that caused it gets hurt, and now you're going to deal him? Like, that is just complete mismanagement.
No. Yeah. I mean, he is, not only is he an unbelievable player, but he seems like an unbelievable guy to have around your young guys. You know, Bradfo or whoever, they love to tell the story because it's a great story about him going out and buying the new guys, the prospect guys, suits during spring training. And he's just that
I don't think
kind
he's going
guy.
Anywhere, though.
Huh?
I don't think he's going anywhere because of the injury. And then this is an injury that he's had before, right? He's, what, 32 years old. Mm-hmm. He was off to a good season, but he's been out for a while. Unless he comes back and he tears it up, right? Are there going to be many teams that are going to give him?
He's opting out.
But he'd have to.
I thought I'm with you, but Ken and everyone says he's opting out.
But wouldn't he have to tear it up though to opt out? Because if he comes back,
no. Like, because I think he's a proven commodity, and I mean injuries happen. There are going to be teams that want him, Wiggy.
But talk about worst case scenario for the organization all March. It was, how are they going to survive? How are they going to figure this out with Devers and Bregman? On June 25th, they have neither.
God, I would be pissed if that happens.
Do you think Devers would have helped yesterday on those when they had a runner on second and nobody out twice late in the game?
Yeah. He could have used his bat.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Could use Bregman's bat.
Sure. I mean,
we definitely know that if he happened to hit a walk-off in that in that game last week, he would have done an interview afterwards, as he did for the first time in 2 years.
Yeah.
I thought that he took it literally when he hit the ball. He walked everywhere instead of running.
Guy refused to do a single interview with Nesson or this station or the Shaw's Star Market Red Sox Radio Network for 2 years.
Well, Dave O'Brien's a gotcha journalist.
For 2 years.
Mm.
And then he goes out there, hits a walk-off. He's like, where do I go for an interview?
Right.
Put me on everything.
Well, I don't know. Jamai loves him. I don't think that.
Who does Jamai not love?
No, I know. But I think that if he refused to do interviews
Courtney
with
loves Jamai.
You know, Courtney loves Jamai. Jamai loves Courtney. Great. I love Jamai. Very nice man.
I'm just saying.
Well, his English has gotten better in 2 years. That's
like, I mean, give me a break. All right. Thank you, Courtney.
You're welcome.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So I'm going to do a quick reflection on what we once had to what we now got, and where do we go? 2024 Boston Celtics. Here's your 7D, because that's generally what you do. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Drew Holiday, Chris Stapps, Porzingis, our guy, D. White, P. Pritch, Big Al.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Not bad.
As we stand here today, 625-25, Jaylen Brown, D. White, P. Pritch, the Murder Hornet, Luke Kornet, Anthony Simon, George's Niang, and Sammy Hauser.
Don't forget about Quetta.
And Sammy Hauser. As we stand today. So I ask this question. That team right there doesn't probably do much in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a sixth seed. Maybe they might even have to scrap to be in a playing team. I ask this question. Courtney don't want to move on from Jaylen Brown.
No.
But if you're the Celtics, do you consider trading Derek White, taking some of the, you know, a little bit more money you save,
mm-hmm.
and then you put a team around Jaylen Brown that he gets to be the guy for this year, but even then will struggle and potentially be a lottery pick, and you'll still have Jaylen Brown, you'll have Tatum coming back, and the possibility that you'll be a lottery team. And I heard some of the experts saying that next year's draft is supposed to be really good.
Yes, they are saying that next year's draft.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Draft is a stacked draft. But I'm with Curtis. Like, throw this season out the window. Like, you got the built-in Tatum excuse. Throw it out the window. See what you get for a pick. And and then plan for the fall.
But how do you do that, though, right?
You hang on to Jalen Brown, you hang on to Derek White.
Aren't they still scrappy enough where that's not throwing the season out the window?
You're going to be a 5 or 6 seed,
right?
If those guys stay healthy. Like,
Curtis, do you want to trade Jalen Brown?
Yes.
I think you do, yeah?
100%.
Okay. Yeah.
Not because he's done anything wrong.
Right.
The opposite.
Just for the future.
This would be this year is massive for the future of the Celtics in that Tatum's going to have maybe 4 years of elite play after this. Wiggs, would that be a good?
I mean, he's still young. KD's still playing at a high level. So let's call it 5 just to be on the safe side.
So 5 years of elite play after this. You have the opportunity to get back. So it's clear now that Chisholm won't be spending in the second apron, right?
Yep. Yes.
So whatever you think of it, that's the fact. So you get as far away from that as possible. You get as many assets as you can, and you use this year to go, 22-60. A, maybe you get Mazzulla fired, win-win. And B, you get a top 5 lottery pick, and you're able to be active in pursuing the next team that will be led by Tatum for the next 5 years, as opposed to holding on to Jalen and Jason as they're, being paid well at the top of the pay scale with an owner who's not going to get too deep into it. That's what I would do.
Okay. Texter says Wiggy always wants to trade the white guy.
Well, Jalen is white.
The Derek.
Oh.
Yes,
I'm a pretty
Derek
good text.
Is white because of last name.
All right, Wiggy, thank you. Yeah, we knew that. You don't have to explain it.
Well, some people might have been like, wait a second.
Yes, though, that was the intention when it came to the Texter, I think. All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
I thought this was interesting. Disgraced Boston City Councilor Tanya Fernandez Anderson, who was convicted on federal corruption charges. Remember her?
Mm-hmm.
A wire fraud and theft for accepting cash in the bathroom at City Hall. Resigned. Has yet to leave office. She has announced that she is throwing herself a party.
All right.
By inviting the public to come celebrate with her at her last city council meeting this week.
Is this one of the neighborhood parties that Wu is funding?
Yes. I mean, what are we doing? You were elected by the people and given their trust.
Yep.
And then you were in a bathroom essentially accepting bribes.
Yes.
Have refused to leave office. And when you're finally leaving office, you're throwing a mixer to celebrate what you did?
Terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's like a divorce party.
And everybody there, Greg, thinks that Trump ended democracy.
I can't believe these people.
Do people show up to this?
Probably some people will.
What could be more egregious? What could be more misleading?
Right? Get out of town, lady. Go to serve whatever, I don't know what your sentence is, but it probably ends up being some, stay-at-home ankle bracelet thing. Whatever. Go get lost. Goodbye.
Can you glam
throw
up
a party
an ankle
for yourself? Are there hors d'oeuvres and red Solo cups?
Definitely red Solo cups.
Definitely red Solo cups.
Can you glam up an ankle bracelet?
That you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to my boy, your boy from Lowell Bean Shooter.
Oh, yes.
They call it the Irish Rolex.
Yep.
You can definitely, definitely glam it up.
I love it.
All right. Well, that does it for Leeds. Uh-huh. Coming up, we'll get to They Said It. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending?
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Red Sox drop another to the Angels at West. 3-2 was the final in extra innings. Despite the loss, Garrett Crochet had another great start, going 7 innings, giving up 0 runs on 3 hits while striking out 10. They've got another one with the Angels tonight. 4:07 first pitch with Richard Fitz getting the start. Cooper Boardman joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Joe Weil at 3:07 for the MassMutual pregame show. Kristaps Porzingis is the next one to be sent packing. He was part of a three-team trade, sending Porzingis and a second-round pick to the Hawks, Terrence Mann and Atlanta's number 22 pick to the Nets, and Georges Niang and the second-rounder coming to the Celtics. Tonight is the NBA draft. Cooper Flagg is obviously expected to go to Dallas with the first overall pick, while the Celtics have two picks in the draft, number 28 and number 32 overall.
You never know. Nico Harrison, you maybe you put a package together.
I didn't think it happened, Wiggs. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Maloney did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England, online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending.
No mention of Big Z and the Hockey Hall of Fame?
What could be more egregious? What could be more misleading?
I mean, do I have to write this stuff for you over there?
I guess you do. Sorry, just focused on news over here. And I didn't know if we were going to do that, you know, as a segment.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah,
congratulations
thank you.
To the great Zdeno Chara.
And Jack Parker.
And Joe Thornton.
Oh.
All heading to Toronto and the Hockey Hall of Fame. We'll be right back with They Said It next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.